Okay.
And you just saw it off the log as you come up. You pulled your log up and saw it off.
Gotcha.
Left the other end on the ground.
Okay. Do you have any buildings outside the house here that you use?
Yeah, there's a couple of sheds, yeah. Oh, yeah, I got sheds, shops and sheds.
Okay. Yeah, I see. Storage, or is it those sort of workplaces?
Oh, both.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got storage shed.
You weren't raised on a farm, so you might not know much about this, but you see different kinds of plows around here? Do you know of different kinds of plows that people use?
Yeah, turning plow, yeah.
A turning plow?
Yeah. Had this plow.
What other kinds of plows do you know around here?
They had a disc plow and then they had the turning plow.
Okay. Do you have any kinds of harrows? Do you know what a harrow is?
Spike tooth harrow.
Yeah.
Spring tooth harrow.
What's the difference between a harrow and a plow? You know?
Harrow just drives, smooths the ground, just scars the ground on top.
Okay.
The plow turned it over.
Have you heard of Fresno?
Fresno?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of a Fresno, but I'm not. They used that years and years ago.
Okay. What
Fresno
about
and a wheel scraper.
A wheel scraper?
Yeah.
Might that be the same as a buck? Have you ever heard of a buck scraper?
It may be the same. I don't know. I've just heard of them terms years ago when they put the railroad in here and they built roads as they used to. Fresno and,
yeah,
and a wheel scraper.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to look at that wheel scraper. I wonder if it's the same as this buck scraper. Have you ever heard of a gee whiz?
No.
Like that?
Gee whiz? No, I don't think so.
Okay. Are you familiar with any sort of rancher's tools? Tools that a rancher would have to have?
Like what?
That's what I'm wondering. What kinds of things would a rancher, would you expect a rancher to have to make his living? I'm sure,
Well, a rancher with his, he's more of a cowboy. He'd have fence fixing equipment, you know, post-hole diggers and fence stretchers and staples and wire and hammers and stuff like that.
Okay.
Post, you know, bars.
Yeah.
You know, probably saws to be cutting trees off the fence.
Right.
Stuff like that, you know,
okay.
Big post holes and make posts.
Right.
Probably splitting maul and wedges.
Oh, yeah. Tough job, sounds like. What is something that they use to take the wool off sheep?
Wool shears.
Wool shears. And,
well, they're clippers. They're a type of shear, but, yeah.
Did they use various types of vehicles on ranches, typically, that you know of?
Well, now they do. They go four-wheeler and Jeeps and four-wheel drives.
Yeah.
Pickups, you know.
Guess it used to just be the horse, huh?
And it's, you know, the old days, yeah, it was a horse mainly, you know, a horse and wagon and stuff like that, sled.
Mm-hmm. I suppose something that a rancher is going to have is some guns.
Well, probably did have some guns for predator control.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shooting at them once in a while, you know, got wounded bad or hurt bad.
Right.
Put out some misery.
Are they going to typically use rifles in cases like that? Or
probably.
Gun, or pistols?
They had probably both, but,
uh-huh.
You know, if you wanted to make a sure shot, you probably took the rifle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there was any distance involved in it.
Sure. Do you know much about guns? Parts of guns and stuff like that?
Not really. I guess just what I learned in the military.
Right.
You know.
What kind of weapons did you use in the military back then? I'm curious.
We used the M1.
M1?
Well, I just come out with the M14.
Okay.
I guess that was the M14 and it came out. It was the 15, I guess.
I was in the era of the M16.
Ah.
So I don't know if those are much different.
That was a